Hi, good evening. I am attorney Cherie Ross, and I am 60 years old, and today is December the 18th, 2020, and I am located in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and I am here with one of my dearest friends for life, Rena Risper, editor and publisher of the New Citizens Press newspaper.
As Cherie said, my name is Rena Risper. I am 53 years old. I'll be 54 on December 27th. And I am in Lansing, Michigan. And today's date is my mother's birthday, which is December 18th. And I am speaking with my friend, my longtime friend, Cherie Ross, who is so much more than a friend. She's a sister to me, a confidant, and just someone who is always there. And recently we were having a conversation, Cherie, and I asked you how we met. So you can tell the story since I forgot.
Well, it was really interesting because as I thought about it, I remembered even before that when I was living in Lansing in an apartment, Barterville Apartments, I think that's where I first saw you outside. I think you were married during that time, and it was like an initial view of you. And then some years following that, you came to my home with a young gentleman with a proposal of starting a newspaper. And at that time, the owner of, I believe at that time was the Metroplex newspaper had passed away. And you were so concerned and enthusiastic about carrying on that torch and providing a vehicle, if you will, where the African-American community could have a source of information. And there then you went on from that and birthed your own newspaper. So that's how I remember our meeting. And not to mention, I think that you knew my brother as well somewhere down the line.
Who doesn't know your brother? He's so hilarious. One of the friendliest people that I know, and such a quintessential professional. I actually met Pierre when he was working at that Greek, the Parthenon restaurant that used to be on Washington, downtown in Lansing, Michigan. And I love that restaurant because, you know, New Yorkers, we love baklava. So I'm still in search for the best baklava in Lansing, but it's been a long time. How many years has it been? Almost 20.
Wow, it's so long, I can't remember.
It's been almost 20 years. One of the things that I wanted to say to you is...
Can you hold on 1 second? Let's break here. My grandson has decided to come.
One of the things that I wanted to say to you is that I appreciate your friendship. It's not very often in business. And I feel, especially as a Black woman in business, that we can really keep long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. As you know, working in the media, you have people come and you have people go because a lot of people have ulterior motives. They need to, you know, get their story out about their business or about what's going on in their life, or they want you to be investigation ID, and it just doesn't work like that. So I don't have enough mental space to do that kind of research for you, and I'm very sorry if, you know, I can't do that investigative work. And people get angry with you if you can't do something for them right away when you have a newspaper. So I wanted to thank you for that. We've had some pretty interesting experiences together. Well, I'm sure that you can bring up a couple. I'd love to hear what you have remembered.
Oh, wow. There's been so many experiences, but let me ask you what you're talking about in our professional realm with respect to the kind of work that you do or the kind of work that I do. Not really sure when you talk about experiences. Are you talking about some of the...
Whatever you want to talk about. This is interesting. Oh. Now we have a, we have a volley back and forth because we both have such interesting lives, and what is the common denominator is our friendship. So you tell me what's interesting that went on in your life so that I, you know, and it's really interesting sitting here talking about it because I feel like sometimes we don't have this great opportunity to sit down and talk to each other and make it really meaningful, coming from a place that you can really absorb and really feel like, wow, did I miss that? So I'm trying to see, you know, what it is that you think.
Well, I think one of the an experience that I think serves as a constant reminder that you don't give up no matter what is watching you with your kids in tow. I mean, when your kids were really, 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 really little, and you were starting off the newspaper and delivering the newspapers, and one kid on one hip pushing the other one in the stroller. And you just did what you had to do, getting the paper to the press, traveling around the state. You were able to assist us with and come out to some of the basketball camps that we were doing with Jackie Day and Lansing there and Mrs. Johnson, all with your kids in tow. And you never used having your kids as an excuse for not being able to get to places, whether it was cold, hot, you know, no matter what. I was like, wow, you know, there's Rena skillfully doing what she does best and not having the children serve as an obstacle in any kind of way. And so I think that assisted me, you know, because with all the kids that I have, as life has traveled on here, is to be able to make those times and those efforts to do the things that are important with the people that are important. And because I think that that's one of the experiences that you and I have grown to. It's like, you know, initially we were volunteering for everybody, doing everything, you know, trying to be everything. And the more you help the community, the more they wanted you to help the community, the more you gave free space and advertisement in your paper, the more they expected. And just the struggle of getting people to understand that even though we may work from home, we have a profession, and that the very things that people tended to want from you and or want from me were things that we make our living from. So ads being very important. Exactly. To your newspaper, and my legal expertise being important. And then being able to, I really appreciated the opportunity that we were able to come up with a nonprofit for you that allow you through what you do in your newspaper world to provide so many community resources back to the Lansing area. And, you know, and that is something that I that's very dear to my heart is being able to give back to the community. And I'm so thankful that you found that niche as well with the poetry in the park, the spits, the, you know, just, you know, books for the kids in the community, town hall, attending town hall meetings. You've done so much. And I've been just honored to be your friend and excited because we've been able to be there for each other. And continue to be there for each other. So what do you think?
Wait a minute. I said I wasn't going to cry, right? That is, you know, when you do something for so long, you sometimes don't realize how important it was to other people, especially when you have people around you that you feel don't appreciate what it is that you're doing. Even though they might, they just don't show it the way that you feel they should, including people in the community and you know, just, you know, personally. You know, I was talking to my daughter and she's like, well, you don't do, I'm thinking to myself, I do a lot and I have done a lot. You just don't remember. However, the relationship that I have with you has given me space to just think about things a lot differently. Now, I will say that when you give me legal advice, sometimes I don't listen, but 99.67% of the time, you are absolutely right about what it is that you're telling me. And I just think that I know what's going to happen, and you're absolutely right. And friendships take a lot of relinquishing of control. So even though you might not want to hear something, and this is for the people who are listening, even though you might not want to hear something from someone who cares about you, just take the information. It's not that they're doing something to hurt you, or they're trying to lead you in another direction, or, you know, how some people think if I have a sneaker business, that if I ask your, you know, relative who cleans sneakers to help with my sneaker business, that I'm trying to steal his sneaker cleaning business. No, that is called collaboration. It is called absolute collaboration. So I think that we collaborate well together. And I appreciate the fact that you always tell me, you know, what it is that I'm doing right as well, more so. And it's something that I, you know, we both just do because it's what we do. But we, you know, we're not rocket scientists, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that we're rocket scientists and we don't have, and they also think that we don't have feelings, because equally I'm so impressed and honored that you really fight for people, especially when it comes to children. You really have taken this torch to fight for children and their rights. And I'm sometimes I just have to sit in awe of all of the meetings that you go to, because I said to myself, I'm not sitting on one more board. But you continue to give back to your community, and you're tireless with it. And that's one of the things that, you know, really impresses me about your fortitude. And not only that, you have a 4-year-old in the house now. And how old is your oldest?
My oldest is 30, and I was just kicking myself because I said I must be awfully dumb because I've got to do kindergarten for the 8th time in 2021. and it's so funny because when you were talking about the collaboration together, it brought to mind the entertainment law conference that I used to do called Challenging the Industry to Do Business God's Way, and how you came with your whole media crew and was able to videotape the workshops and things of that nature for the people that we were trying to help in the entertainment industry. And Partners in Crime, as we went on to Atlanta and helped to start a initiative for young girls, where we had 200 girls at the first camp of empowerment for young girls. And there you were, you know, it didn't matter what the distance was, didn't matter you know, how far you were going to be going and how long you would be away from home. And you stuck it out with those young girls. You taught them how to write. You, in the entertainment conference, you show people how to use media kits and marketing tools. And, you know, it's amazing when I think back at all of the opportunities that we've shared together and collaborating. And how here we are still at this place in our lives where we still have, hopefully, you know, we still got many, 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 many years left.
Of course.
And much more work to do.
We have a lot more work to do. And it has been a very tough year. It's been a very tough year. You know, not only do you have to deal with the industry that I work in, but, you know, divorce, you know, and divorce and children going away and children hurting, that's like a grieving process that you have to go right. through. And we've been through all of that, you know, all of that together. I keep my eye on your children. I stalk them on, you know, social media to make sure that they're okay. You know, very, very, very proud of, you know, your children and the things that they are doing. Very proud of my Rania, who, you know, started writing for the newspaper and now she's in a great market, you know, reporting live on TV. Yeah. And she does a really amazing job. And, you know, this is the problem that I have, because right now I'm thinking about, oh, that would be a really great story. Because I'm always thinking everything would be a really great story. But it has been a very, very tough, tough time. I don't have my children to, you know, motivate me and inspire me, because they're in college and they could really care less about what it is that I'm doing as an adult. You know, I'm doing my own thing, so you're not really that important right now. So where do you find the motivation? Where do you find the motivation to keep, you know, going on? And the, not even so much the motivation, but just the positivity, and despite all that's going on right now, and you're also a caregiver for your mother. So you have your mother, you have a 4-year-old, and you have what? How old is Miracle? 11-year-old.
She's 12 now.
12.
Six girls and one boy, 7 children, and now a grandson. But you were talking about transitions, and as you were thinking about that, and I was thinking about the peaks and valleys that we've both encountered in our life, sometimes at the same time, and most times not at the same time. Great, thank God. But, you know, to hear, you know, to, you know, look at your husband one day and he's, you know, he's healthy. Yeah. And the next day, just one phone call, you know, to say that he has acute, you know, cancer of the full body blood cells, and to, you know, see and think that, wow, you know, something significant such as that, you know, where you could lose a loved one, and to then have him be in remission, receiving a bone marrow transplant, you know, your, you know, family structure has moved at the same light speed, warp speed times that mine has, as, you know, you've, you know, come out of, you know, a life that you thought probably at one time was the worst life that you could have ever imagined, and then you find yourself on the forefront, looking right in the face of domestic violence and being able to speak about it. You came to Detroit. You probably forgot about that when Urban Magic Johnson's mother Christine was here, and you actually got to be a part of that domestic violence workshop. But then you went even further from there to actually helping people in the Lansing, helping women in the Lansing community with that same struggle. And then, of course, I find myself here on the legal side, also addressing some of those same issues with women who have encountered those kinds of things. And then taking what that happened with cancer, you know, to be supportive of my spouse, who is now fundraising and taking on leadership roles with the Lymphoma Society, and then just having you be able to be a part of that whole dynamic, to have conversation with him and to have conversation with me, and then to have our children in college too. We have kids at college at the same time, at the same college. But it's just amazing that, you know, we've been we've not been a crutch to each other, because we don't believe in crutches, I don't think. I think we've been more of a lifter-upper. And so when you talk about where the
that, because sometimes I am like, I feel like I'm a crutch sometimes, because you're the only human that really understands, you know, I live in a silo, because people, it's kind of like being a local celebrity when you're dealing with the media, because people want you to do things for them and they don't really know you. So in doing that, you get a lot of superficial relationships with individuals. And then, you know, 2 years later, they're gone. I mean, I look back on my pictures and I wonder to myself, how did I ever make it with the amount of people that were coming in and out of my life based on what it was that I was doing at the time? Oh my goodness, it's really interesting. So for the people who are listening, as a newspaper owner, for example, you will get someone who wants to write for you, and they're at the concert of someone important, and all of a sudden that writer is handing out copies of their CDs and trying to get that person who is the VIP to put them on the stage, and you're so embarrassed because that's supposed to be your professional. So we deal with a lot of different issues when it comes to, you know, just really superficial people. I oftentimes have to boost my own brain up and let myself feel like it's okay. That person really just doesn't know you. And then I go back to what I know, which is you and Bruce, because that's what I know. That's my comfort space, because I think I've seen you more times than I have in the last 4 years, because I know that your home is safe. I'm over here quarantining and keeping myself safe. And I appreciate the people who are doing the same thing. And even when I do visit you, we're both wearing a mask. We're not hugging, which I would love a hug, but virtual hugs will do right now, because COVID is very serious and it's actually killing people. And Black people need to understand that this is something that is impacting us exponentially. So with having these great responsibilities, as people who are doers, we just need to continue to focus on doing the right thing. I also wanted to thank you for encouraging me not to stop the newspaper, because I was done. Okay. I was done. I was like, I am not doing this anymore. People are not appreciative. And then today, you know, we get that kind note from that man who was walking his dog. And just as serendipitous as it was, I was on the telephone with you after going to an online funeral of one of my favorite cousins, telling myself, you know, you really need to get yourself together. But my cousin was the type of person, she was a hustler. If she wasn't making enough money, she would make wreaths, or she would make things to sell. She would make cotillion chairs, or make baby shower favors or wedding favors to make money, because that's who she was. She was a hustler. And just in that moment when I thought about that, I said to myself, you know what? Cherie and I are hustlers too, because we do what we have to do. I mean, I remember I would call you I would call you right when you were on your way to go Nolan from school because I knew you would be available. You had to drive to school and then you had to drive, you had to drive a high schooler to their school. Okay, you have to tell me the whole process.
I would drop the high schooler off at school and then go get the four-year-old off to, at that time it was three, to Head Start, you know, and then you make that round robin and, you know, go back and get the three-year-old. But, you know, one of the things that you ask, the question that you ask is what motivates me. And I think of the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I find myself playing that in my head often, because you said something else that was significant about in your environment and in your world of being the owner and publisher of a newspaper, how people will get on your bandwagon. You didn't use the word bandwagon, but that's what it is. And, you know, trying to get something for nothing or manipulate you into doing something. In the contrast, in the legal profession, you know, it seems to me that I was always there's quite a bit of people in the legal profession that are using you as a stepping stool, and they'll walk over you, you know, to get some, you know, to become a judge or to be in the limelight and those kinds of things. And so you really have to be true to, and I think that's one of the things that I try to instill in my friends as we do our labors of love in the community, is you have to be true to yourself, to who you are. And it's not about, you know, how many accolades and how many rewards or how many pats on the back you're going to get. You know, a lot of what we do is thankless. You know, as you mentioned, people are unappreciative and they'll never come back to thank you. And most times they won't give you a leg up. They won't recommend you for anything. You know, it's all about themselves. And I've found that, you know, if I focused on all of what people, what society would view as being success, then there was no way for me to achieve it with the kind of heart that I have and the mind that I have to bless other people and to give to other people. And so it's really exciting to have long-term friendships because you get me and I get you. And we are not, this is not a relationship of, you know, using one another or seeing if we can best do, you know, go one step further than the other one. But it's really a journey. It's a love journey. It's a nudging to, you know, to get you to where, you know, those dreams that you have, those aspirations that you have. I'm still waiting for that poetry book to be published. The book of all your wonderful poems that you started.
I'm still waiting for my book as well. So we're both creative in literary areas as well. So we're going to basically end with kind of telling what are your three goals for 2021?
For 2021, actually the goal, the same goal that I was hoping to have done in 2020, which was to get that book out there, to get those books published. You know, I stopped writing all these books and not publishing them, but to actually get them published. So I finally got the publishing company up and running, which is a blessing. And as you mentioned, my beautiful daughter, Rania, who is working on the website. So that, and I believe in 2021, family focused, I think that the COVID environment has given us a lot of at-home time with one another where we're getting cabin fever and those kind of things. But I really want to see growth in my children, growth and development of my children, continue health for them, you know, being the parent to mentor them and to see them soar to heights that they could ever go to. And then, you know, of course, my dear loving friends, I'm hoping in 2021 that we can see each other, we can, you know, do some traveling together, hugging, you know, laughing without, you know, hopefully the fear of being contagious one to another. Hopefully the virus will be behind us. But what about you? What's your 2021?
My 2021 goal is to have a profitable year, whether it's my emotional state, letting go of things that no longer serve me purpose, even though I think they do, being responsible for, you know, my own, you know, sanity, and also just, you know, really enjoying life and really immersing myself in more self-care. I just learned this year how to, you know, put on eyeshadow. Never knew that. So, you know, that's my little self-care things. I was always hustling and working so hard that it was the little things that I was missing out on.
So I concur with that. I think that I would love to be profitable, enjoy life, but and to be able to do something with friends, you know, on a whole nother level, to travel together with my dear friend, you know, and to just enjoy life. I think that's key. That's, you know, that is the key to life. At some point you got to enjoy it. It can't just be all work and do for everybody else. But I like the fact that you're able to even go back now and think about yourself, because, you know, again, as a mother, a young mother, and, you know, the situations that you've been in, you've just given so much. So I'm glad now that you're able to take some time out for yourself to fully see what it is that you want for yourself and know that you can be happy, you know, that no one else can decide what happiness is for you. And that's the thing that you've learned that I am so, so, so excited.
You know what I've learned? That you have a 4-year-old right now. So when we go on vacation, we'll only have 3 days. One day there, one day back.
No, don't forget, I've got older daughters that can take care of the 4-year-old and a husband. So.
Gosh, we've really kind of grown up together, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. It's been
I have a very capable husband, so that's, you know, and it's real easy for him.
It's really been a blessing for the both of us to have maintained this relationship for over 20 years. And, you know, I'm hoping that we will have 20 more, you know.
Yes.
I think that this was a really interesting and heartfelt conversation, one that, like, unlike any we've ever had. So in closing, where do you see us in the next 20 years?
Oh my, on an island somewhere, as wealthy as we can be. No cares or worries of the world. Being able to be philanthropists, being able to sponsor and spearhead a legacy for our children and for our communities, without any worries of where the finances or resources are going to come from, but to really be in that space where we can really do some powerful things to make a difference in the lives of others and have the financial resources to do so. Get that book done. Let's get those movies going.
I concur with you on, especially, you know, being financially stable enough to just be able to go somewhere and be there and enjoy snorkeling and walking on the beach and having, you know, just reading a book, or that sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like something that I would love to, it sounds like we're quarantining. I think we've had enough of the quarantine, but, you know, we want some peace in our lives. So I think that that's a good place to be, a friendship with peace and maybe some good mangoes and coconuts that fall trees.
Yeah.
So we can have some natural food as well. But You have been such an amazing friend, and I just wanted to say thank you and let you know how much I appreciate you. And I just love you so much. And I wanted to, that was my primary goal to coming on StoryCorps, was to tell you that despite everything that's going on and despite who's not paying attention, I am. And I really do love you from the bottom of my heart.
I love you too. I love you too. And thank you for including me in this. And this is a wonderful experience. You know that I love you from the to the moon and back. And we'll be there for you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Cherie, would you tell us what are the names of your businesses, since you mentioned them a few times in the interview?
My business names are the New Citizens Press newspaper and the New Citizens Press Community Action Network, which was created as a result of individuals who were asking me to do nonprofit work. And my good friend, Cherie, Attorney Cherie Ross, is the person who helped me with my nonprofit paperwork. And I work in conjunction with her and her foundation, which she can tell you about.
Yes. And so I have been the sole owner and proprietor of Ross Law Office, PLLC, and have been practicing as a lawyer for approximately 32 years. And I also have Cherie Ross Ministries, and just started my own publishing company, Ed Ross, Edward and Ross Publishing Company. And we, again, are on a new journey, a new path, and we'll find a lot more things that we can do together as friends in those two arenas.